This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We are live, but this is not the Truth Booth. We are live from the 2020 Men's Summit here in Kernersville, North Carolina at the First Christian Church. You got time to get over here. Lunch has not even happened. We got, oh man, General Boykin speaking and Nikita Koloff, and oh, it's time to truck on over here. We got plenty of time, but here with us now on Kingdom Pursuits, we have all these wonderful guests. It's going to be fun to get to go through so many different neat people, but we have Craig Siebert, who is with Christian Civics Training. So, and we all could use some Christian civics training. Like, right now we need impeachment 101.
Yes.
Actually, it's christiancivicstraining.org. Also with us, we have Craig Amnon. Ammon?
Ammons, yes.
Ammons. I'll get it right.
And Wayne, Wayne Ammons, yes.
Wayne, Craig, you're going to get a new name in heaven. I'm trying out this thing on you.
I've been called many a name.
Anyway, we have Wayne. He's with Good Samaritans for the Jewish people. I'm very excited to hear about what both these guys have to speak of. But, you know, we got a riddle. And what we like to do when we're actually here at these conferences is, give out the prizes to people that actually would come up and answer my riddle, which this is a tough one today. Might be my toughest riddle in 6 or 7 months. So you're going to have to really put on your thinking cap. So, you know, we're talking about Iron Men here at the, biblical manhood. So speaking of Iron Men, there's something, I like that, they're laughing ahead of time. There's something ironic, I believe, about Iron Man. He is the superhero that... He pumps iron. Not only that, but he curls with curling irons. And then those immaculate clothes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he irons everything out. And then, finish it off, he has a press conference. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. I'm glad the crowd finally caught it. The golfers love him, of course. They're for iron. and my personal favorite is, I don't know if you knew this, but Iron Man was the one who originated the phrase, "He who smelt it, dealt it."
This is a men's conference.
Oh, no.
All the men are enjoying that.
We just lost half of the audience.
Anyway, well, if you know what that means, then I can't say it. It's all in your mind. Anyway, here's the actual biblical rule. And it's a tough one, I'm telling you. It is. Who taught ironing in the book of Genesis? Who taught ironing in the book of Genesis? And I'll give you a hint. His sister was Naama. And you should know this, Wayne. I mean, you're a good Samaritan to the Jewish people.
His sister was Naomi?
No, Naama.
Naama.
Yeah, that's true. In the book of Genesis, this guy taught ironing. And it was a guy, but his sister's name was Naama. And it's in the book of Genesis. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for you. You can't call in and win today. Oh. You have to actually come by the booth. We have these books to give you. All you have to do is tell us, who taught ironing?
Well, what's the award for the loser? Because I'm the loser on this one.
We have a book for you. It's called Launch Your Life, Understanding right. Biblical Hebrew. There you
got
go.
It. All right. I need all the help I can get.
So, getting back to civicstraining.org, this is really, actually, it's on God's heart, right, that we do
absolutely.
This kind of thing.
Absolutely. We like to talk about history being his story.
Right.
And we think of God's providences in the Old Testament, the New Testament. And then we kind of leave the biblical narrative, and it's like we think that God's providences have stopped. And if you look at American history from the pilgrims coming and those interactions into the Revolutionary War period to the founding of our country, you just continue to see God's providences. And George Washington, even in his inaugural address, said there's no people on the face of the earth that are more compelled to acknowledge the providential hand of God than the American people. These were some of his first remarks, and so we've lost that dimension of American history.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the beautiful things, really, was the whole American experiment. I mean, faith, that was so much of why I firmly believe the blessing that we are experiencing in this country has to do with our father's faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way that they worshiped and the way that they allowed for freedom, which is such a critical part of what, you know, God wants us to, you know, for freedom you were set free.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
right.
Right.
And
yeah.
So and one of those freedoms we have here, Wayne,
right,
is really to be a good Samaritan to the Jewish people. And in some countries, they don't have that freedom.
No, they don't. And it's so important to understand that Jesus Christ, his heritage was Jew. He was a Jew. He died a Jew. He's coming back as a Jew. Now, there's still anti-Semitism in the world. But we Christians need to understand, like Genesis 12:3 says, from God himself, I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse him who curses, and all nations will be blessed. That's his everlasting covenant to the Jewish people. And we as Christians are branches from that olive tree, the Jewish people, and the roots are in Jesus Christ. So we need to be understanding that we need to be blessing the Jewish people, and in turn, God's going to bless. It's God's plan for all of us.
And so you got some events, right, that you guys are scheduling the nights coming up, right?
Yes, we have nights, a night to honor Israel. We have one in Rock Hill, South Carolina, one in Somerville, South Carolina. We're working with the...
Let's go back to Rock Hill.
All right.
So, Craig, are you familiar with Rock Hill?
I am.
It's just south of Charlotte.
A little south of Charlotte.
Just a stone's throw.
And then Somerville is just a stone's throw from Charleston.
You're right. But in Rock Hill, what night is this coming up?
This is March the 13th. It's on a Friday night.
Friday night. So before Shabbat.
Yes. It's a very special occasion also where the Jewish people celebrate, where there was some anti-Semitism and people were killed and so forth. There'd be a candlelight service. And March the 12th is just before that, so we'll do the
probably
same
a Thursday night, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So is it Friday the 13th? I'm just asking.
Well, that was just pure coincidence. We're not superstitious. We believe in the Bible. And,
I just put it together. You know, I was like, well, it's Friday, and then it's the 13th.
Okay. That's right.
Hey, see how I do these things? You know, it's pretty.
It's
like
seamless.
A steel
it's
trap.
It's seamless.
But the Thursday the 12th. Yes. You're going to be in Somerville, which is outside of Charleston.
That's correct.
So,
We're working with the Christians United for Israel out of San Antonio, Texas, and also the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem.
That's awesome. Okay. And Craig, because we don't have much more time to get you, I wanted to get that out. But what would you have our listeners respond? You want them to go to Christian Civics training? What would you like them to do?
Yeah, so... the Lord really led us to put Christian Civics Training online. And so at ChristianCivicsTraining.org, there's hours and hours of free video. But the video format is that the training elements are just 2 to 3 minutes long.
Really?
And so this has allowed us to serve up 10,000 video trainings a month because they're digestible. Homeschool moms, people on the go, people that watch videos on their phone, can get their civics training not in 45-minute lectures, but in 2 to 5 minute long little video elements. So it's free.
It is ChristianCivicsTraining.org.
Yep.
Or .org. You can go to either one. And how can people reach out to your organization, Wayne?
Well, there's a website, GSJP, Good Samaritans for the Jewish People.
GSJP.
GSJP.org.
ORG. You can O-R-G. Go either place. So we got more King of Pursuit. Stay tuned. We got so much more coming up. God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and we are live today from the Men's Summit here for 2020, which is always fun. There's like 650 men right now getting restored biblical manhood, right?
Getting filled up.
And they're getting filled up. And so meanwhile, we get the overflow out here of all the different wonderful people that are taking part in this event. And right now I have with me Rick McGee. Tain't funny, McGee. I'm just saying, you know. So, Rick, great to have you. And what? Yeah, I am. You know, somebody near and dear to my heart. Rick has Kids Outdoor Zone. So, for our listeners, I have a pretty good idea of what it is. But explain to them what is Kids Outdoor Zone.
Well, thank you, guys. It's great to be with you. Kids Outdoor Zone is an outdoor ministry that we help a group of men in the local church, any local church. Start a club, an outdoor club for boys. And so we just believe that the broken home and the lack of biblical masculinity, the outdoor adventure, all those things are missing and contributing to the loss of manhood in our churches and in our culture. And when you get a group of men helping a bunch of boys find Jesus and bringing them the word and the scripture that morning, going out and doing even hard things sometimes, but outdoor activity and teaching them outdoor skills like hiking and camping and shooting and fishing and hunting and hike, just all the things that we've kind of backed away from as a society, that amazing things happen. And that's not just us thinking it might happen. It happens. We're seeing it over and over again. We see men stepping into the lives of these boys around the country and literally leading them to a relationship with Jesus Christ, baptizing them in the creek they're at that week or the pond, and just becoming a mentor to these boys and the rescue. It's really a rescue in a large sense.
And the interesting thing is I'm imagining that it would be a rescue quite often because the men themselves that take the boys are getting to go on God's errand, so to speak, and actually they get to see God pump into them so that they can pump into those boys.
Yeah, we're probably, I would say we're, I don't know how many generations, but we're multiple generations of a move indoors. And I don't think it's been healthy for our society. Every benchmark of society that we judge or gauge is deteriorating as we move indoors. And as we see the broken home, just here's some examples. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from a fatherless home. 85%. 90% of all homeless and runaway children come from a fatherless home. 71% of high school dropouts. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers. 63% of youth suicides. So this is an epidemic, a pandemic problem. And then when you face that with 40% of the boys in our culture are fatherless. I mean, we are setting these boys up for failure. And we just believe that we see that mentoring matters. Mentoring makes a difference. And so when a group of men at a local church step into that role as being mentor and teacher and guide, it changes the boy. And like you said, the men find their sword. And we're in multiple generations now. So a lot of our men that are leading KOZ groups are learning outdoor skills with the boys. You know, it was amazing. I was at a training at a group at a church up in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's an outdoor ministry. And so they had signed up and said, we want to do this. I went up to meet with them. And I said, so how many of you guys are outdoorsmen? You have a favorite memory from the outdoors as a kid? And there were 8 or 9 men there. Not one of them raised their hands. And I said, you guys know this is an outdoor ministry. And they just laughed. I said, yeah, we're going to learn right there with the boys. So the men are getting their skills. They're learning and growing. but they're also learning how to be Christ to these boys. So we provide that curriculum for them, so they do those Bible devotions for the boys, and they're getting sometimes as much as the boys get.
Yeah, and I we were talking earlier, Rick and I, about, you know, we do boot camps with Masculine Journey Radio, and we these men out there all the time that, you know, nobody ever showed them how to use this rifle. They've had it. Their grandfather gave it to them, and they don't know how to load it. They don't know how to clean it. They don't and there's this that you and I both know, men need to feel like we have what it takes to do something. And so mm-hmm. to have something like that is actually emasculating.
Absolutely.
And it makes them feel like they're not a real man and stuff like that, where here's these opportunities for men to come into a community, right? And then pour into these young men in adventures that really will show those young men in a lot of different ways. There's so much more that God has in initiating men than, you know, just getting them baptized. And not that those things aren't critical to their freedom and all that, but, you know, there's a lot that's going on here.
But, you know, Robert Lewis, one of my favorites of men's Bible studies, you know, he produced the Men's Fraternity, and after that came the 33 series, which has, you know, just been incredibly popular. But Robert Lewis says this. He says that what a man doesn't know generates a tremendous amount of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes in the basement for a while. It gets pushed back, but it generates it's this uncertainty. And we just experience over and over again, when we give these boys tools, when we show them how to sharpen a knife, we show them how to shoot a bow, their step is different. Their countenance is different. The three of the men in my group back at my church had never skinned a deer out before. And when I've shown those men, and we've been participating in KOZ now for 6 years, they now skin their own deer. They process their own deer at their own homes. And it's become this journey of learning and growing. And one of their wives even said these specific words: "My husband is leading our family like he never led us before KOZ. He now prays with boys on Saturday morning, so it translated to, I got to pray with my own son."
That's awesome.
How crazy would it be for me to do that and not do this? And so they, I've had three wives come back to me in my own church, and that's not counting what we hear from all the wives around the country, that have said, "This is changing my husband."
So I know a lot of people are listening, going, "Well, how can I get Rick for my church?" So you got to tell them how do they get you.
Well, the probably the most efficient way is just go to our website, www.kidsoutdoorzone.com, K-I-D-S, outdoor,
Kids
Z-O-N-E.
Outdoorzone.com. And that's not .org. It's .com.
.com. And improves the website, but if you really start just getting some traction, run up to the top right. There's a red button called Starter Group. And it's all broken into clean steps. Step one is literally just some videos telling you what it's about. And that's the number one place to go and learn more about the ministry. It happens at your local church. Kids Outdoor Zone provides the training. And once you get your group of men together, we provide the training on that and through that website.
And if you forgot all that, which is likely, you can email Robbie, which all my stuff's at my website. You just say, "Robbie, hook me up with Rick," and I have his card, and I will make sure you do that, because I would love, as I know Rick would, to see more churches, you know, take advantage of, you know, the masculinity that's involved with these outdoor activities. It's just like huge. It's like huge. So much. Thank you, Rick. We also have with us Tom, and I haven't met Tom, so I'm not going to try your last name. It looks like...
It's Kakadelis.
That's it.
That's it. See, you knew it, didn't you? There you go.
And how fun. He is with the FRC Action, which is... You got to tell us. What is the FRC Action?
Well, Family Research Council.
I've heard of that.
It's co-hosting what we're doing here in Kernersville. I work on both sides. FRC is an education... information engaging organization that allows engaged citizens to be informed, and for those that aren't informed to get informed. And so but the FRC Action side is how we engage and get people motivated to get involved in the election and the voter side, the citizen engagement side of what's going on.
And so you're one of the sponsors of the men's
event here today. Yeah.
How wonderful. And the Family Research Council, obviously, is in the middle of so many things. But what would be something you'd want our listeners to be aware of?
Well, I think, first of all, many people are familiar with Focus on the Family and James Dobson through the years. And he was, in the early 80s, he was constantly going into D.C. from California, where his office was. And he finally decided we needed a presence in Washington, D.C. And so in 1983, established Family Research Council. And out of that, different leaders have come on board over the last 15 years. Our president's been Tony Perkins. Tony has an ongoing, obviously, a blog, radio program, and some other things. But what we've done is, specifically in the last 5 years, is we have gone deeper in our effort to connect pastors. And that's where Family Research Council has not only tried to engage men in this effort through Stand Courageous conferences around the country, but also to put men like me on the ground. I've been a pastor 42 years. I get to visit with pastors and meet with pastors, and none of them say to me, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. No, I know exactly what they're talking about. I've pastored in 4 states. I know exactly. I've started a church. I've been involved. So now helping them to get connected, especially in the broader sense, our communities. Because for a long time, many pastors, one of the biggest complaints they have about ministry is the isolation that comes along, not just with being a pastor, but with being a leader. And so our goal is to help them get connected with other pastors, find ways to engage their congregations, and get people to exercise their opportunity that they have, the privilege they have, the gift they have to be a citizen in the United States of America.
That's so awesome. And I imagine that FRC Action is your website.
Well, we have a number of websites, but you can go to frc.org and you can get to all the rest of the websites. The big one that we're working on, and Brother Mark
we got to go to a break in a second.
We'll
so
it.
FRC.
FRC Action. But
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we are live. How fun is that? We got plenty of time out here at First Christian Church in Kernersville. It is the 2020 Men's Summit. We've done this a number of years, and it surely is exactly as billed. It is a summit where we see Christian leaders from across North Carolina come. And really, today's topic has been restoring biblical manhood, which I can't even imagine a cooler thing. As I was talking about earlier on a Christian Car Guy show, though, that originally, that if I was going to name a conference for men, I restoring biblical manhood just doesn't say like, oh, I got to go, you know, just but. I mean, if we're being completely honest here, you know, that's just not like, oh, man, I can hardly wait. Well, you know, but when you really consider what's in that, like, God has got stuff in that Bible that would just make all the difference in the world in my adventures, make all the difference in my life and my family, make all the difference in my life and my relationships, and especially with him. So, you know, these people that are here know a lot more than me, and that's a good thing, right, Rod? So we have Pastor Tom, who is with the Family Research Council, and he brought up something on the break that I just think everybody in North Carolina needs to know. I had no clue, but, you know, it's kind of cool that they study these things, about elections. And Pastor, share what's coming up.
Yeah, what's coming up is we have a North Carolina primary on March the 3rd. Sometimes they call it Super Tuesday. But basically what it amounts to is that if you're going to vote in North Carolina, many races that are unopposed in the general election are actually decided in the primary. So if you don't vote in the primary, you won't have a say in who's elected, because if there's no opposition in the general, the primary decides who's the winner. And so if you're not registered to vote by February the 7th, Friday, February the 7th, you can't vote in the primary. Now, this is real important, because being registered to vote means you're registered to vote at the address you now live. So it's critical that you're aware of that. And the second thing is 42% of Christians are not registered to vote. Now, think about that number just for a second. Because if you realize that if we're responsible and we have an opportunity, and believe me, at every Thanksgiving table and Christmas dinner table this year, there was a discussion about what was going on in the world. If you want to speak to that issue, the best way to do it is to vote and to get as many people as you can to go vote as well, because this is an opportunity and a gift.
So you heard that. You have till February 7th.
Yep.
If you want to vote in this primary, and you might think, well, I'm going to do the president, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of elections, a lot of different races that really are critical. And I know of some really, really gifted Christians that are in some of those races that would appreciate you getting out there and getting
And your early voting starts at February the 13th, which is just a week after that.
Is that a Friday?
That is a Thursday, unfortunately, this year anyway.
Friday is
Valentine's Day, and guys, don't forget that one either. And then, but you see, most people wait until election day to vote. They should vote on early, first time they can, and then take somebody to the polls with them. So that's what we're doing, is trying to get guys out, get them to vote, and get them to exercise the gift and privilege they have. So
thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being on with us.
Bless you.
Next up, I actually have an old, dear old friend that Roy has accosted to make a volunteer out of him, but he's actually with the organization Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry here that puts on this event. Welcome my dear friend John Brookie.
Thank you, Robbie. Good
who also, you. I can just tell you, is John is a Christian car guy.
Yes.
He actually was a Christian car guy, like, from the moment I knew him. It somebody that restores cars, and like a real car guy, not like me.
not selling them on the back lot somewhere, right?
But so how long have you been with the Talking and Walking Ministry?
Well, I've actually Roy asked me to join and be part of his operations board this year, so not quite a full year yet. I've known Roy about 3 years now, and I met him just as off chance looking for local men's ministry stuff in the triad. The church that we're a member of now had a men's ministry, and I had been plugged into that, the church that you and I attended several years ago together, and just wanted to see what was available to us. And it said, if you'd like more information about Talk'em, please give us your name and contact info and submit. Well, this gentleman, this big, tall, bald-headed guy says, hey, I want to do lunch with you. Let's talk about Talk'em. And it was Roy Jones. And so we talked about where I was at with men's ministry, what I was interested in seeing if we could do for our church and our men there. And he said, well, we've got this men's summit. You should try and come to that. And we did, except Roy didn't expose himself when we had lunch and say, I'm the guy that kind of had the brainchild to try to pull this together. God gave me this insight that we needed to do this. They introduced him on the stage, and then I was like, hey, I know that guy. I had lunch with him.
And that's how I was about, actually, we were talking about Calvary Baptist Church, where John and I have attended for years, but the first time I met Pastor Quartz was out in the parking lot. Like, yes. I didn't know, and this guy walks out across the parking lot, 5,000-member church, whatever it was at the time, and he just introduces, hi, I'm Mark Quartz, and, you know, he was a really nice guy, and, you know, was welcoming us. I said, man, these are nice people here at Calvary. And then all of a sudden, man, this guy gets up on this, and I'm like, oh, he's the
big man in charge.
And what was even more impressive than that, John, and you know Pastor Quartz well, I'm sure, uh-huh. as well, is that about 3 months later, he's coming back across the parking lot. And this time he comes up, and he'd only met me the one time.
Absolutely.
But he's like, hi, Robbie, and my wife's Tammy, and this is Robbie and Tess. My older kids were small then, and he was like, You know, and Robbie, how are things going at Bob Neal? Like, he not only knew my name, he knew where I worked. He remembered every little detail.
Right.
In spite of the fact that he had 5,000 members. Now, what I would say about that at this point, after all these years in ministry and whatever, that if you look up the word grace, like, yes, you, when you were in Pastor Quartz's presence, you felt like you were his favorite.
Yes.
Like, and that's apparently what Roy did with you.
Yes.
Like, Roy was like, oh, this guy's my favorite. John's my favorite. And so now, next thing you know, you're sitting in a booth working for Roy.
Sure. And he has that same ability to do that with people that he meets. He's like your best friend from the first time you shake his hand.
Right.
And then he'll remember you indefinitely. That's a gift.
It is, and he'll even get your name right, but it's something Robbie never. I can have somebody give me their name, and 20 seconds later, it's, I don't know where it went, but somewhere in there. And so, since you're on the board, and I'm interested in, like, John, I've known you a lot of years, and, sure, and you wouldn't be where you didn't feel like God was.
Right.
And so, where do you see God working here with the Walking and Talking Christian Men's Ministry?
Well, it's really basic to our mission statement, and if I can share some of that with you.
Sure.
It says, our ministry is devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination so that men who are disciples of Christ may come together and worship as one body. So, you know, with the current political environment in our country, there's racial tensions that's developed out of that. If anything's going to change, it's going to have to be within the church. You know, we hear often repeated that the most divided day, segregated day in America is on Sunday. We tend to gravitate to where we're comfortable. But what we've started doing through Talk'em is reaching out to African-American churches.
Yeah, they have a radio show that's just, that's the deal.
Yes, right.
It's a white guy and a black guy, yes, talking real every single week. It's,
yes,
on
sir,
the light.
Yeah, Roy and Will Hardy. And so, from that, it's given us opportunity to see things from a brother's view on the other side, right? My good friend Jerome Good is a member out at Love and Faith Christian Fellowship in Greensboro. He and Michael Troutman invited us to come walk with them at the MLK Walk and see it from their side. And it's a different perspective. And
no, yeah, it is.
But
it really, really is.
For the community to see black and white Christian men coming together, worshiping together, doing things in the community together. We've kind of on our own mini community impact team without the title, I guess.
That is so awesome.
And if we're doing something at some individual's home, building a wheelchair ramp or helping them clean debris out of the yard after a storm, and they see two black and white guys out there together, like, what are you guys doing and why are you here?
Yeah,
people,
well,
from the community.
We got to go to a break, John.
That's all right.
But we'll be back more live from the Men's Summit. We got all sorts of secrets. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. How fun. We've had such a day here. My producer, Rodney, this has been fun out here at the Men's Summit. The 2020 Men's Summit, Restoring Biblical Manhood. You still got time to come out here. They're going to have lunch, and then they're going to have some more sessions. They're going to be here till 3 o'clock, and it's awesome. So we're going to hear a little bit about that in a minute. But before we get to that part, well, I don't know. Rodney, we have with us, besides, we have Pat Teague, who's with Sports Mission Outreach, but I also have my good friend Rodney here. Rodney is one of the hosts of Masculine Journey Radio, so a perfect person to have with us. He's attended all the events, and so, you know, all the talks and whatever, so we're going to get a little insight from him. But before we get to that, we got to talk about what a wonderful, I mean, so many men, sports is like a huge thing. Like, and so it seems like Sports Mission Outreach should be part of that, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You had so much, you wrote a book.
That's right. Sure did. We did. Just through my journey of triumphs and tragedies and running into brick walls, I discovered, you know, every time, you know, even a blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while. And by God's grace, the Holy Spirit revealed to me 7 major plays I need to run on a daily basis. And then being a sports nut, I had to see it. I had to see it in action, be able to understand it. And I find that a lot in the men is they got to see it to be it. We're visual. And so when I would see it work on the field, because I was like, God, if it doesn't work here, how's it going to work out there? You know. And so I saw where these seven different plays, like the first one, for example, is direction. If I don't follow direction of the head coach, I do not play. I better pay attention to what he says, what he's looking for.
Hang on, I need to check that fact a minute, okay? Fact check, Rodney played football in college.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Rodney, if you didn't listen to what the coach said, what are your chances of playing in the game?
Probably very little.
In fact, zip.
Oh, shoot.
Not happening.
All right, so that fact's absolutely correct. I can just assure you, I was on the, I played in junior high, you know.
But that's right.
In junior
every
high.
Every level.
I can assure you, if you didn't do what the coach said, not only were you not going to play in the game, does the word fourth string mean anything to you? I mean, like, you'd be lucky to, you know, practice. Water boy. Yeah, there you go. So, all right, number two.
So, you know, so if... So in that same light is, if you don't follow the direction of the Heavenly Father, who's your head coach in life, do you think you're going to really play in this life at the level that he has you to play in? And he showed us what it looks like through his son, Jesus Christ.
And he gave us a game book.
Gave us the game plan. Gave the whole book to us.
Yeah.
And so how to win it. And so that's where our theme, cornerstone scripture is 1 Corinthians 9:24. Run in such a way that you may win. So I'm in it to win it. I'm not in it to lose it. So don't start off life saying, well, one day I want to be addicted to drugs and beat my wife. That is not the game plan. You know, so if I follow the coach's game plan, he's going to get me there. So that's play number one. Second is direction. You know, when it gets hard, there's going to be adversity. Someone's going to do you wrong, or you're just going to get derailed some way, somehow. You got to stay determined. You got to stay focused on that major direction that Christ has given you.
All right, fact check. So Rodney? When you played football. I'm assuming that was critical to your outcome?
It seemed to be. Seems like every time you went off and did your own thing, you were off on the bench again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you had an opponent that's trying to, you know, block you or tackle you. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just lay there? I can't run the play anymore, coach. I mean, he tackled me. I'm done, you know.
You block the wrong man. The guy gets tackled behind the line for a loss, and you're like, oh, that was my fault. I went off in my own direction, didn't follow the leadership.
That's right. That's right. So what are you going to do? Get in that huddle and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to get him next time. So you got to be determined. And,
I'm pretty sure I've tackled the wrong guy in my life. I'm reviewing my playbook here and going, wow, I think I've learned that lesson. I think that's an extremely valuable one. So how do people get connected? What you have a whole ministry.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The again, sports, you can see how men are going to just go, oh yeah, that we're thinking this all the way. Mm-hmm. That there's a lot of coaches, all these people that mentor men. How do you engage men, I guess?
Well, number one is through relationships and trying to help them and where they are. And that's whether you're a coach, a parent, trying to get to your athletic son or daughter, trying to get those major principles in their life to the one day they're going to walk away and be able to live their life full and free and fulfill their destiny on their life. So, you know, so it's a man, a coach, a player.
So, I mean, from a standpoint of – if somebody listening wants to engage in, you know, sports mission outreach
it's sportsmissionsoutreach.com is everything's there. So you go on the website, you can get a hold of everything, you can get our resources, and so that is your first step,
including the book.
Including
so you go
the
to
book.
sportsmissionsoutreach, is that .com or .org?
.com.
That was easy.
And you can also look up the book is Winning Place for Life on Amazon.com. I don't know if anybody's heard of Amazon, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So now the show's over. Before Rodney, share with people why they ought to come out here for the next 3 hours.
Just to build your own character as a man, to understand what other people have gone through before you. Other people are running the same challenges that you are, and you can have much, much encouragement coming out of this talk this afternoon.
Thank you, Rodney. Thank you so much, Pat.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for all you're doing. Again, it is Sports Mission Outreach. Again, if you missed any of this stuff, you can get the podcast at kingofpursuits.com. So thank you for joining us. It's our listeners that make all the difference. If you are wondering, you know, who it was that was ironing out in the book of Genesis, hey. Topayan. Oh, you knew that? Oh, yeah.